Brink Greyspoke and Skipper Banjon were sitting on a barrel in the cellars. Between them, they were sharing a flask of rosehip and red currant wine, accompanied by a wedge of strong yellow cheese with roasted chestnut flakes in it. The two friends were trying to recall forgotten verses of an old cellar beast song, taking alternate verses and singing the chorus together.
I keep my old cellars cool and still, stacked up with great oaken casks. I'll serve you up with right goodwill, with any fine drink you asks.
October ale or cider pale, or Danny Lion wine. Old metal beer, I got some ear by Yoki, it tastes fine. Cordial brewed from plum and pear, or raspberry crimson ripe. Try my whortleberry sherry, tis what the ladies like.
I keeps my cellars fresh and clean, each barrel, keg or firkin, and day and night I tends them right, I'm a cellar beast hard working. Strawberry fizz, that's nice, that is, the young'uns like its flavour. Our dams in wine matured by time, that's what the old'uns savour.
Skipper paused, scratching his rudder.
What comes next, mate? Was it beetroot port, poured long or short?
Brink cut himself a sliver of the strong cheese.
Nay, as I recalls, that's the last verse. Let me see. I think it went like this. Sweet burdock cup, just fill it up, dee-dar, dee-dum, dee-dee.
Excuse me, Mr. Greyspoke, but Mother Abbess wants to know if you've got any spare lanterns, please.
Brink turned to Brinty, who was standing in the doorway.
We got lanterns aplenty, young'un. What do you need them for?
The young mouse gestured upward.
To search for the top attic. We've discovered some clues in the riddle, you see, sir.
Skipper Banjon threw a paw about Brinty's shoulders.
We're coming with you, matey. Brink, where'd you keep spare lanterns for searching top attics with?
The big cellar hog trumbled over to an empty ale barrel.
In here. How many do you want, Sunbeam?
Brinty tugged his ear politely.
As many as you can spare, Mr. Brink. There's a lot of us going on the search.
A huge party was gathered at the bottom of the dormitory stairs. It seemed that every beast in Redwall wanted to participate in the adventure. Friar Bibble waved a flowery paw at the heavily laden trio who had staggered up from the cellars.
Indeed, to goodness, they must be on light duty, look you.
Skipper distributed the lanterns, issuing a warning.
All stay together up there. We don't want to lose any beast. Top Attics is a dark old place.
Old Quelp made his way through a gang of dibbins who were milling about noisily.
Do we have to take these little ones along? I don't want dibbins getting under my footpaws, do you?
Howls of dismay and outrage went up from the Abbey babes as Quelp tried to shoo them away. The kindly abbess intervened on their behalf.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be all right. None of our little ones have ever been beyond their own dormitory stairs. It will be a bit of fun for them. I think they should come.
Squiddle Babe Taggle agreed wholeheartedly.
Only a bit of fun. We's be good, we promises. Us don't go under a footpaws even we gets carried.
The dibbins raised a cheer when Skipper lifted an otter babe called Smudger up on his shoulders.
Aye, it'll be no trouble to give these rogues a ride.
Smudger perched smugly on the otter's shoulders, wrinkling his nose impudently at Quelt.
See,